Scott Englund of Fantasy Sports Network here with Angels closer, Bud Norris. Bud, this is a new tag for you. Did you ever foresee yourself becoming a closer, after all the years of being a starter?
I can't say I foreseeably saw it, but I knew that towards the end of my career, I thought it was an opportunity something I could really, take the ball and run with it. I knew when I got drafted, they kind of labeled me as a back end kind of guy with power stuff and always said closer stuff. But I wanted to prove to a lot of people and to myself that I could start. And I'm lucky that I've done it as long as I did. But I'm really embracing the new role down there and I'm enjoying it. And I just want to be the best version I can be of myself and helping my team out.
Do you feel like sometimes people talk about, especially I do and other people play the game, that there's a different sort of mental approach when you're a closer as opposed to being a different sort of reliever or a starter?
Absolutely. The game's, what's left of the game is obviously in the ninth inning you're trying to, or eighth inning for that matter, trying to get three or four outs and the score's right in front of you. Either you got a two-run lead or a one-run lead or a three-run lead and you kind of know what you're working with. And so your job is not worry about ERA or anything of that nature, but to really make sure you keep the ball in the ballpark and not let the runs touch the plate. So any way to get outs is a big out. Obviously the punch out's a lot more prevalent at the back end, but your job is to go out there, put up a zero, and get the game over with.
I notice you're using your cutter a lot more. Is that because of the role that you're playing?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I used it a bunch as a starter too. It's definitely been in the mix for a while as far as the cutter and the slider. You got to use both to miss bats. But I know it's a tough pitch, and the way I've been located and the way I've been throwing it, I feel there's not that many outs that they can, or not that much damage they can do with it. There are a lot of outs for me with that pitch, so I keep going to it.
You have a 135 career RA at Angel Stadium as we record this. Is there something about that ballpark?
I don't know. I really enjoy being out there. I do love playing in Anaheim. I usually have some friends and family in town always there supporting me, but I am a California kid, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Bud, you play fantasy football. You're well aware of fantasy sports. A lot of people have picked you up over the last few weeks, have traded for you. What do you feel about it? Your fantasy value might be at an all-time high right now.
It's pretty cool. I used to play fantasy baseball back in the day when I was in middle school and high school, and I enjoy it. All those guys out there doing it, I hope they're enjoying it, and I hope I can keep getting them some saves.
Thanks a lot, Bud.
Thank you, Scott.